listening to Central Time here on the Ideas Network. I'm Rob Ferret. Coming up, we talk to the Wisconsin author of a new guide to creativity for girls that aims to walk them through the creative process and learn a little bit about science, too. First, Democratic U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin and Republican challenger Leah Vukmir met Saturday in Wausau for their second debate of the campaign. They tackled issues including health care, abortion, immigration, and climate change. It got a bit heated at times. Here's Vukmir attacking Baldwin for not meeting with Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh.
And then you come up with this excuse that you called the White House and you tried and 7 or 8 times. Are you that ineffective as a senator that you could not get a opportunity to meet with somebody that is going to be before you to confirm? That is your job, Senator Baldwin.
And here's what Baldwin had to say in response.
We got to clean up a bit here. Leah is lying again. And first of all, the way you make an appointment with a nominee is to go through the nominator, which is the White House. I am among dozens of senators who were denied the chance to meet with him. I don't know if they're going into protection mode, but that is the truth.
J.R. Ross is the editor of WisPolitics.com and attended Saturday night's debate. J.R., thanks a lot for joining us today.
Anytime. How you doing?
Good. Well, we wanted to talk to you. I mean, this debate happened on the night of a Brewers playoff game, a UW Badgers game. In some ways, for a big race, this debate was under the radar. Do you feel like it didn't get as much attention as a debate like this usually would?
Honestly, most of the debates we have in Wisconsin don't get the kind of attention like a presidential debate would, where you have millions of eyeballs for a number of reasons. I mean, they're often on weekend nights in October when there are football games going on, other stuff happening. They're just not really attention grabbers. And so really, most people that I talk to around politics, when they watch these debates, they're looking for a gaffe. Is there a big moment that could live on to haunt a candidate? Not really in the media coverage, but in paid media, you know, TV, radio, digital ads that can then be used. But other than that, I mean, they don't really expect these to be game changers in the grand scheme of things, these campaigns.
I know you can't always tell this sort of thing in real time, but are people talking about a moment like that at this debate where, hey, yeah, here's something, somebody just wrote the other side's campaign ad?
No, not from what, you know, looking at social media reaction and talking to campaign, I've not sensed yet that there was something major out of this. It was interesting. The first debate was a week ago today, and in that debate, you know, Leah Vukmir was clearly the more aggressive candidate in that forum, and that's partly to be expected. I mean, she's been down double digits most of the polls that I've seen in the last month. But what was remarkable to people is that Tammy Baldwin seemed a little bit, I don't know if hesitant was the right word or more halting in her speech, but she wasn't as kind of fluid in her responses to Leah. Now, fast forward to this past Saturday, and it was a much different performance from Baldwin, much more smooth, seemed quicker with the responses to Vukmir, who was, again, you know, on a little more aggressive because she's behind. But for being an improved debate performance for Baldwin, for people I talked to, they also didn't see, like, again, that game changer moment that's going to really impact a race where Baldwin has had a significant financial advantage on Leah Vukmir.
A big chunk of time in this debate went into the issue of health care. I understand J.R. Baldwin says she supports, let's start with her, she supports a Medicare for all system. What did she say about that at the debate?
Well, you know, she's talking about, it's not interesting in the grand scheme of things. For Democrats, they've been on the defense about health care for really most of the last 8 or 9 years since the Affordable Care Act, i.e. Obamacare, was approved. This is the first cycle that I can remember in talking to people on both sides of the aisle where Democrats feel like they're on the offensive on health care. So, yes, Tammy Baldwin is talking about Medicare for all, that there's, you know, a better alternative to what we're doing right now. If you add up all that we spend on health care, then maybe there's a different option. She's also hitting Leah Vukmir on a number of things, on pre-existing conditions, on past votes in the legislature. She's trying to portray Vukmir as a kind of a tool of the insurance industry. And, you know, she's got a lot of money behind those ads right now, and we're seeing polls that have Vukmir's numbers upside down with voters. It's just that some of it's working at this point.
And what was Vukmir's case on health care and the Affordable Care Act?
She talked about how that Baldwin's lying about her record, that she would throw herself in front of a truck before she allowed those with pre-existing conditions to lose coverage, stressed that she's a nurse, that she knows the health care industry, that Baldwin's, you know, she calls it Baldwin Care, the Medicare for All plan, that they would basically bankrupt us because it would cost so much for every man, woman, and child in the country. She's trying to push back that Baldwin wants the government to take over your health care and raise those fears that, you know, people had about the Affordable Care Act.
Talking to J.R. Ross from WisPolitics.com, looking at this weekend's debate between incumbent U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin and her Republican challenger, State Senator Leah Vukmir. A really contentious moment came up when it came to immigration. Baldwin reaffirmed her support for comprehensive immigration reform. Vukmir said she wants a wall along the border with Mexico. They also weighed in on Trump administration policies that separated children from families at the border. Here's a listen to both of them, Baldwin followed by Vukmir.
We don't put children in cages like this president has done, and we can't ever look at doing that again. His changes on asylum are despicable. We are a country that welcomes immigrants, and we should always be that country, and we can do much better than this.
Ms. Vukmir?
Well, it's interesting to hear Senator Baldwin talk about how outraged she is about children being separated, and we should be. It's wrong. But where was that outrage, Senator Baldwin, when the same thing was happening under the Obama administration? I never heard from you, never heard a word. You never did anything. But now, because it is President Trump, you want to go on the attack.
And Baldwin, I understand, also raised objections, saying that she had raised this issue under the Obama administration. Can you talk a little more about what we heard on immigration, JR?
You know, that was probably one of Vukmir's memorable lines from the debate Saturday night, where she said that essentially that Senator Baldwin's idea of a border is a line in the dirt, a wink and a nod, that she favored open borders and allowing Mexican gang members to come into the country freely. Obviously, Baldwin didn't agree with that assessment of her position. Also worth noting that in that debate, you know, the president came up quite a bit talking about the border policy, the asylum stuff, separating families at the borders. And toward the end, the panel asked, you know, Baldwin, where do you agree with President Trump? And she talked about renegotiating trade agreements, Buy American provisions. And they asked Vukmir, where do you disagree with Trump? And she said, basically offered nothing, no issues, and said she gives the president an A so far. So it kind of underscores that in this race a little bit, Vukmir is tied somewhat to President Trump. She needs Trump supporters to be energized to come out. And the fact that his polls are upside down aren't really good for her, because she doesn't have an identity outside of the generic GOP ballot right now, in part because of the disparity in ad spending we've seen in favor of Senator Baldwin.
There's been some talk that these midterm elections are very much nationalized as opposed to state and local affairs, in part because of polarization around President Trump. Did you get that sense in this debate, or was there some Wisconsin-specific stuff that went on?
You know, honestly, it's mostly focused on national stuff, and that's what I'm picking up from people, is that the environment is impacting this race. You know, not just the issues that we're talking about or where we're at, but looking at the national environment in terms of the map. You know, Tammy Baldwin's view is being a vulnerable senator going into the 2018 cycle, in part because Trump won Wisconsin 2 years ago. But if you look nationally, the groups are spending money in West Virginia, in Indiana, in Missouri, in North Dakota, Montana, Florida, Tennessee, Arizona, Nevada. We're like number 10 on the list, and that's where you're not seeing like a tsunami of waves coming in or of ads coming in on either side, really. I mean, there's some stuff going on, don't get me wrong, but it's nothing like we've seen in past cycles. We're really a top-tier Senate race. We've kind of fallen off the map a little bit, and that has hampered Vukmir's ability to close the gap with Baldwin at this point.
So a third and final debate scheduled for this Friday at Marquette University. JR, what are you watching for in that one?
Again, you know, is there a big gaffe? Is there something that lives on beyond the debate? I'm going to guess from talking to people that Baldwin will try to keep the same, you know, positions. Vukmir will probably be more aggressive again. But unless there's a big mistake, that's what we'll watch for. Is there something big that kind of lives on beyond Friday? Otherwise, there's not much change in the dynamic or the trajectory of the race. I mean, something that Vukmir could use, for example, is this whole Kavanaugh, the debate about the Brett Kavanaugh nomination that came up during the debate on Saturday. there's talk about that goosing the enthusiasm of conservative voters. That would be a help for Vukmir if they can sustain that energy through Election Day. I also sort of thought that, you know, the Democratic response or some of these groups that are associated with Democrats, the response to the nomination, the confirmation, that might remind rural voters, this is a theory I heard, of what they didn't like about, like, the protests over Act 10. The feeling that, you know, they're not real happy, might be happy in Washington, D.C. with Republicans in charge, but when they see the protest, it makes them somewhat uneasy because there's a cultural divide between where some of these folks are at in rural Wisconsin and what they're seeing going on in D.C. So if that ignites some passions, maybe that helps. But right now, it seems like the trajectory has been that Baldwin is in the lead, and it's a matter of can Vukmir find a way to close that gap. You know, might a very close governor's race or even Walker winning, might that help Vukmir? Things like that they're looking for. But I'd say right now, you know, she needs something that changes the trajectory to help her close the gap through now Election Day.
JR, thanks a lot for joining us.
Anytime.
J.R. Ross is the editor at WisPolitics.com. We talked to him about Saturday's U.S. Senate debate between Democratic Senator Tammy Baldwin and Republican challenger State Senator Leah Vukmir.